VTA, it is 840.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And we are here on News Talk 1590 KVTA, welcoming you back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. We hear a lot about thousands of openings for good-paying jobs going unfilled due to a critical lack of qualified candidates. Have you experienced challenges filling open positions in your company? What was your solution? Here to talk about staffing challenges and skill gaps are Tracy Perez, Branch Manager of United Staffing Associates in Ventura County and Workforce Development Board and Outreach Committee member. Also, Carolyn Vang Walker, Director and Principal of Ventura Adult and Continuing Education, or also known as VACE. How are you this morning? Everybody doing well?
Wonderful.
Doing great.
It's great to have you in here this morning. Tracy, let's start off with you. Describe the types of industries you work with and in which industry you find it most challenging to find job candidates, and have you observed a significant change in the number of candidates that are job ready?
Well, you know, at United Staffing, we're a full-service staffing firm, so we're not limited to any specific industry. Here in Ventura County, some of the industries we work with are manufacturing, food processing, restaurant, hospitality, automotive, and healthcare. You know, the most challenging positions to find job candidates are skilled trade. However, some positions that are hard to fill aren't necessarily industry-specific because there's certain positions that all industries seek, such as like IT and now IT security analysts, you know, with the new cloud-based technology that we have going on. You know, there's human resources, accounting, sales management, but even entry-level positions that can still be difficulty finding the right job candidates, because nowadays employers are looking not only for candidates with the right experience and the right education, but candidates who demonstrate soft skills necessary to be successful. You know, and company culture plays a huge role in that, because they're looking for candidates who can fit within their company culture.
Yeah, isn't it nice to have somebody say, hi, how are you? Great. I think some of the skills of that interpersonal relationship now have slid away due to texting, which is a brilliant way to communicate, but maybe for a business, not the correct way. So we just need those soft skills, those negotiation skills that people might not have.
Right.
Carolyn, what skills are now considered to be part of a basic skill set that may not have been as critical even 10 years ago, or perhaps way back when we graduated? So what's new on the horizon for people to know?
Well, we've always needed to know our basic literacy and numeracy skills. People need to know how to read, write, and also how to communicate. But now we're finding that computer technology is a real big problem. People are coming into the job force, and they need to know how to use basic digital problem solving, which involves the Microsoft Office Basic. Skills such as Word, Windows, Excel, Access, or maybe even going into the PowerPoint if they want to do a presentation. We're also finding out that in order to look for jobs, you have to know how to use a computer. Many of the applications that you're doing are online. You need to look for work online, and so it's important that people have those skills. Some of the other things we need are customer service skills and strategic soft skills, which are interpersonal skills. The one that seems to be the biggest issue is communication, not just knowing how to communicate, but what kinds of communications to use in certain circumstances. So some people will favor texting over face-to-face communication, and that can be a problem in the job place. Also, many employers are looking for folks who have a good work ethic, that arrive on time, that know how to interact appropriately with their customers, that can follow directions, and that take initiative. They have to have common sense and know how to work as a team together. And many employers are looking for hybrids, or people that can prioritize, that can use social media as part of their computer work. And they know how to write blogs or update a Facebook page or maybe work on LinkedIn or Instagram. So those are the types of things that we're looking for now as basic skills.
I remember back, Rich, when I asked one of the folks that came in as a guest with the Workforce Development Board, what could you get a kid these days? And he said, an alarm clock. Mm-hmm. I love that answer. I thought that was just great. So let's go with both of you now, Tracy and Carolyn. An ARP study recently found that 10,000 baby boomers, that would be us, are turning 65 every single day. Is that a significant part of the skill gap equation? And how do you recommend that employers ensure that their skills knowledge pass on to new or existing employees? So how are we doing coming into the workforce?
You know, baby boomer retirement does play a significant role in the skill gap, and employers really need to prepare for their exit. You know, a recent Gallup article reported that companies need specific strategies to deal with this. Part of those are studying their baby boomers, you know, really taking a look at the talents that define those boomers. They can use that insight to create recruitment and hiring strategies to find candidates with those same talents. Conducting experience reviews, so with their most successful boomers, especially those in leadership roles, so that they can come up with a plan to ensure that potential replacement have similar opportunities. Integrating an intergenerational partnership where baby boomers can be placed in mentoring and coaching roles to provide opportunity to transfer their knowledge to their younger colleagues. And then finally, to establish a knowledge management system where companies can have a plan for capturing the knowledge that those baby boomers have and then store it in a way that's easily accessible.
And Carolyn?
I would tend to agree with what you've said. The knowledge transfer, or what we call the brain drain, has always been a big issue. It's especially important, even in my own office today. We've got a lot of baby boomers that are retiring. And I think that it's best accomplished by doing, as Tracy was saying, some kind of strategic mentoring. So you need to set goals with the people who are coming in and help them by creating little mini experiences and attach that experience to the knowledge that they're going to learn so that it sticks with them. I think it's important to have a culture that is positive and that reinforces people for teaching and learning, and that you do some intergenerational sharing so that the mentors are sharing their experiences and helping the mentees to develop solutions together. So you're building teams for collaborative working demonstrations where you're showing somebody how to do a task from beginning until end. They're watching it, they're observing it, they're doing it themselves, and they're taking notes while they're doing it. Also, creating some study guides for them helps them, and some job shadowing experiences, not just for a week or a day, but for several months. In order for them to really pick up those skills. Also important, I think, are apprenticeships. That's one of the areas that we in adult ed are trying to really work into, because there are a lot of people that have a lot of good knowledge, wisdom, hunches, instincts that they can pass on to employees that are coming in through apprenticeships. Also, being able to take a look at the types of ways that millennials learn, and maybe as a new millennial coming into this kind of an opportunity, maybe doing some training through doing a podcast or emails or maybe some chat rooms or a YouTube video.
So, Carolyn, let's look at some of the programs that are available at VACE to close the skill gap and match up graduates with an in-demand job opportunity in Ventura County. Give us some of those programs.
Well, we have funding through the Adult Ed and Family Literacy Act for what we call WIOA Title II programs. These are programs to help the students get their adult basic ed skills, also their adult secondary skills. We have labs where you can learn how to use computers, the Workforce Development Academy, and also the Encore, which is for older adults who are going back to work looking for computer skills. We have high school diploma, also high school equivalency in Spanish, and we are also training people in ESL classes and what we call vocational ESL. There are programs under our Title I for youth 18 to 24, where we provide mentoring and counseling and also assist them to get their high school diplomas or their high school equivalencies. We're doing career exploration, academic and vocational training, some work experience where they can get paid employment while they're learning the job, and also helping them with supportive services. Then for the CTE programs, we have 28 competency-based programs in four of the priority sectors for business, allied health, manufacturing, and clean green. We recently did a Ventura County Adult Ed Consortium Needs Survey and found that these are areas that really we need to have additional training. We are also providing our students with industry certifications that are stackable and portable, so they can go other places and they can move up in the career pattern. We have work-based training activities where employers are giving us opportunities to do what's real in the work market, and industry-led partnerships with advisory committees that provide us with information, and internships and placement through adult ed.
Now, Tracy, are there other training programs that might be available in Ventura County?
You know, yes. In Ventura County, we're really fortunate to have many training programs available. Job seekers should definitely reach out to the American Job Centers of California. We have two locations here in Ventura County, one in East and West County. Job seekers can also seek job training assistance through Goodwill Industries. Employers can access training resources for new hires or retrain their existing employees through the Economic Development Collaborative, Ventura County, and its partner organizations such as the Small Business Development Center and the Ventura County Community College District.
So that's a lot going on here to help people out. So let's close with both of you, starting with Tracy. What can an employer do to find qualified employees and train their current employees to move into a new position? What's the best step?
I think employers should have a recruitment strategy in place to determine their hiring needs and then to assess what skill sets they require, and then really set strategic measures to recruit for those positions. They should provide on-the-job training opportunities to promote from within, and certainly utilizing a professional staffing firm like United Staffing to assist in their recruiting efforts, reaching out to various college and community centers like VACE would be an excellent opportunity as well.
And Carolyn?
Well, we like to have the employers tell us what they'd like in a qualified employee, so we like them to help us grow our employees. And so I would say contact the local adult education programs or the Ventura County Adult Ed Consortium and talk to us about what your needs are. Participate in the advisory committees. We get our best information from employers about what they want to have their employees do and the qualifications that they would like by them participating in our advisories. Provide internships so that our students are aware of what they need to do when they're on the job. And if they need to, they can also ask for customized training. Sometimes we'll have groups of employers that will call us and say, I need for you to train us in a certain piece of equipment or a certain software like SolidWorks, and we will do customized programs for them. And if they're on the job, employees to move to a new position might consider enrolling in night classes to upgrade their skills, getting a new professional licensure or a stackable certification, and also contacting our job developers for candidates who know these employees that are coming out of school. And I think a good thing also would be to contact the local Workforce Development Board for information about the various local training programs that are there and to see a map of all of the different kinds of pathways that are available.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Carolyn. And Tracy, we really appreciate your participation in the Workforce Development Board. Training resources are located, again, on the Workforce Development Board website. That's www.workforceventuracounty.org. Once again, www.workforceventuracounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
It's 8:54 here at KVTA.